5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Amanda and Andrew, they're here to chat, talking about this and this and that and whatnot.
Okay. It's been many weeks since I've last given confession, Father.
Many weeks.
we're sharing two microphones right now. It's not a good situation.
Yeah,
folks.
We took the other one out and it was very much dead. So
it's also kind
me
of
and Kyle are sharing.
So. First off, rest in peace, Jimmy Carter.
Oh yes. My God, rest in peace.
Sad day. Check on your friends, guys. Seriously.
It was 100. Okay, it was 100.
Just a kid.
Gone too soon, I'm serious.
I mean, really, had a few more years left in him.
Let's just list off the things that we love most about Jimmy Carter, just to remember him by.
His hair.
His name.
Yeah, he was president.
He was president. I'm sure he had a really nice,
Let's list off our favorite thing he did as a president. Okay.
He was elected president.
Yep, he was definitely elected.
He put his hand up on Inauguration Day.
Yes, he did put his hand up, and
he wasn't assassinated. So
oh, yeah.
He wasn't assassinated. That's a big
he
one.
He lived to not be assassinated, so that's pretty big.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
Wait, what number president is he?
39.
I was almost before gonna ask.
It's 39.
I was gonna ask you guys before who's Jimmy Carter, and then I felt really dumb.
That has lived a while.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
It's funny. I saw like a meme that he lived. He watched the U.S. win Second World War, and he saw Hawk Tua as well.
He saw both in the same lifetime. That's actually crazy. But I do wonder, like, people that are that old, like, you really saw some shit, and now you see, like, what the new generation is, and we're all just pussies. You watched men fight in wars, and now they're just painting their fingernails.
What's the phrase that people use, or not the phrase, the idiom or whatever? It's like, bad times make strong men, good times make weak men, or whatever, and so on, or whatever. Anyway, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Jimmy.
There's a fucking update. We're vindicated, and whatnot is vindicated. Hawk Tua.
Oh yeah.
Is gone.
It's because of us.
Criminal thief.
I was the one who broke the news.
We put up a sting operation and now Hawk Tua is Hawk-Tua-ing in the streets again.
I said, Haley, that would be a great idea. A coin. A Bitcoin even.
It's gone though? Like the podcast is done? Or is it?
I don't think it's updated in quite a bit, right?
I don't think she's uploading. Like, I think she's waiting for all this to calm down, which I guess makes sense.
Investigation for fraud.
Yep. So no more talk to her, at least for a while.
Part of me feels like she might not have known what the hell she was getting into. And someone was like, oh, this would be a good idea. And then they rug pull and she's like, what the f-? Like, why'd you do that?
Yeah, I'm sure some guy was wringing his hands being like, she's got, like, really quick, easy fame. I could probably take advantage of this somehow. Yeah.
Like, she's young. I don't think she had any idea.
Well,
like,
we're not going to do, we're going to be releasing And What Coin.
And What Coin? Well, I mean, let's be honest.
Make sure you put all your savings into it.
Yeah.
Who the fuck would buy a meme coin from Hawk Tua?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. People were putting, like, a lot of money into it, and I'm like, really?
Well, that's the thing. It's no matter what, it's a gamble. It's for people who have shit tons of money that they can, you know, afford to lose. But what they're trying to do is to get everyone to put their money in and then pull out as soon as possible, which is what happened, exactly what happened. And but the issue was it was someone that was affiliated with the coin that did it. So they pulled out all of the stock in it, and then...
If I came out with an Amanda Smith coin, would you guys buy in?
Yeah. Smith coin,
I wouldn't do a rug pull on you guys. I think I'd keep it real.
Yeah.
Legit.
You'd keep it real? Yeah, but then, like, how are you going to make your money back?
I'll figure it out.
We have to rug pull. Guys, we have to rug pull. It's the only way. Well, two holidays passed since, and that was Thanksgiving and...
You know,
Christmas.
I actually just put some money into Bitcoin, and then it completely dropped this week.
You actually
I don't
put
know
money
what that means,
that?
But...
That was your fault.
was your fault.
Yeah, I started putting money into stocks, and I was like, let me just put a little bit into Bitcoin and see what happens, and I have no idea what any of it means, so I've made $1 so far.
I had Dogecoin. I think now I have EVA, and then
oh, isn't that the big one right now, EVA?
I think so, yeah. Yeah,
who's your informant, Amanda?
Nobody, myself.
You're
myself
actually looking
in my
into
brain.
This? Amanda gets up to weird shit when she's bored.
I do. I start researching weird shit, and then I get into a fascination. Like, now it's probably going to end up being crypto, but...
remember last year, this time, like, we were like, obsessed with Monopoly. Amanda still plays Monopoly Go.
No, I don't.
You don't play it anymore?
Nope. I stopped playing Monopoly. Can you believe it?
Holy shit.
Chris and I kind of called it quits.
That's crazy. Why? What made you do it?
I feel like one day I kind of just didn't play. And then I was like, wow, it feels really good to be free. And then I stopped playing completely. And it went like a week. And I was like, oh, I'll play this week.
Ironically,
and then I stopped.
I think it was the Tamagotchi that freed me. From an
oh my god, Tamagotchi.
Yeah. Mine's hanging dead on my side table.
Mine died like back in October.
Yeah, mine died about a month ago.
They're just boring after a while.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, it's
a nice
nuisance.
$30, but it was.
It's a fucking nuisance because you try your best to take care of it and you make small, stupid mistakes and you get a shitty, ugly Tamagotchi. It's like, oh, I've got this.
I know, mine always had a big honker.
Imagine if that's how kids turned out, like, you raise them badly and they just turn out really fucking ugly. And it's like, you're ugly because of your parents.
I could be true about it, you know?
Then it's like, everyone feels bad for you because they know you had a shitty childhood, so maybe you get, like, more money out of it, maybe you can, like, scheme.
I don't know, I think society would be different if that was the case. Maybe, I mean...
But I feel like we'd be putting the ugly people on top, you know?
Yeah.
The pretty people would be on the bottom tier.
Hmm. Interesting theory. What was your top five moments of 2024? Here we go.
Oh man, getting a job, number one.
Yep, that's pretty good.
Getting a Tamagotchi, number two.
That's number two. Wow.
My Tamagotchi dying, number three.
Oh wow, when it died, that was a big moment for you.
Being on a podcast, number four, and then seeing Hawk Tua.
Wow.
The rise and fall.
The rise and fall of Hawk2a, yeah.
That's hard. I feel like everyone's like, oh my god, 2024 changed me or it broke me or it did this. And to me, it's like, I can't remember 2024.
I had a lot of moments. Yeah, we started the
podcast.
Well, I
podcast. Guess, yeah, that would be one of mine.
We started
New
the podcast.
Pod.
Hey, for a while, we had a fucking daily video
oh
thing
god.
Going.
Oh, I started Costco. Running in 2024.
What'd you say, dude?
Costco.
Oh, yes, Costco. That was a big moment for
bake.
Us.
Oh my god.
Oh, you're right. I tried my first chicken bake.
Amanda's like, I did running.
I ran.
Yeah, we all ran
a 5K. Yeah. I just ran the turkey trot, and then this 2025 is a half marathon.
Oh my god, which one?
I don't know yet.
Wait.
But I'm gonna try to run a half marathon.
Yeah, let's fucking do it. I want to do another one. Once the weather starts getting nicer again. By the way, I just want to point out that it is December 29th, right? And 30th.
It's the 30th.
Sorry, it's December 30th, and it's 56 degrees outside. So we got a really random, lucky, nice day out, and that's why we're doing this.
And tomorrow's my birthday.
And tomorrow's Amanda's birthday.
It's your birthday.
So I told them they have to be nice to me today, tomorrow, and January 1st. Actually, the whole month. You guys should have been nice to me.
Well, we're not going to be nice to Amanda, so...
I actually get bullied.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
But...
Oh, well.
Yeah, we did the running in 2025. That was... Or 2024. That was fun. The summer was fucking great.
It was hot.
It was hot as shit, but it was great. And this bitch is like, oh, it was hot, and now he's regretting saying it was hot.
It's a nice day.
This is a nice day. I mean, I like it. I can't go to the beach.
My hands are cold.
Your hands are cold?
Uh-oh.
My hands are not cold. I'm actually comfortable.
Kyle leans into the mic and says, uh-oh.
This is like an upstate summer day, so...
No, this is like perfect, honestly.
This is not perfect, but this is a nicer day
like
in the winter.
Vibes. you know?
It's a little chilly spring vibe.
Me and my other weathermen friends, we would say weather is relative. Temperature and feeling is relative, because compared to the fucking days that we've had where it's been bitter and cold and fucking, we had like literally an inch of snowfall and it wouldn't go away for like a week and a half because it was so cold.
I was worried the roads might be icy because it rained so much back on Friday, whatever day it was, but at least it's kind of warm, so.
Did it rain on Friday? I don't know. I haven't left my house since Tuesday.
Yeah, Friday, right? No. Wait, maybe Saturday or Sunday?
My mom kept calling me the grandparents from Willy Wonka this week because I literally didn't leave my house. And I was just in my room playing my games.
I tried to get out as much as possible. It sucks. You get cooped up in the wintertime so badly.
Especially, like, this specific time between Christmas and New Year's. It's the gooch.
Yeah. Hey, well, good news. Ever since the solstice, which was the 21st, we've been gaining seconds onto daylight.
And I notice it. I swear.
I notice it. She's counting the seconds the sun comes back.
No, even before the 21st, I feel like you have that one day that's like dark until, I mean, starts getting dark at like 3:40. And then after that day, it's like, okay, 4:30. It's still like
we're gaining
dusky.
Now. We are gaining time. It's like a little budget.
Last year, hopefully, got like daylight savings time because I'm so over it.
Yeah. They've been saying it's going to be the last year for the past
they
7 years.
I will say that political news. Donald Trump did say.
Why'd you say it twice?
This is our political news segment. Besides the Jimmy Carter thing, rest in peace. You guys heard that Jimmy Carter died?
Yeah, rest in peace.
No way. What'd you like about him?
He's a great guy.
His hair.
I think he came to a birthday party once.
Yeah, he smiled a lot.
He did love to smile, and he kind of stared with his weird, like, milky eyes. Anyway.
His cataracts.
Trump did say that he is going to try his damnedest to pass the Sunshine Act, which is getting rid of daylight savings.
That's good, but he also. I thought the Sunshine Act had something to do with healthcare.
Probably.
Well, it's probably mixed in with it because they're probably making some. This is the issue with lobbying. Anytime a bill passes, there's always shit attached to it.
I'm pretty sure it also includes like healthcare having to be transparent and not do what happened during COVID.
Well, maybe I just got the name of it wrong.
I think you did. Because I'm pretty sure the Sunshine Act is a healthcare act.
Well, whatever the act is to get rid of daylight savings. But once again, it could honestly be the same thing. It's just part of that. Because they just kind of tend to stick things onto bills all the time. And that's kind of how things
like,
pass.
How would that be like a federal like, law? I mean, it shouldn't be state law because Arizona has no daylight savings time, right? So, I mean, can Trump really do anything about that?
Wait, they have to, though. Because don't we always have to match?
We would have to match, but that's a really good fucking question. How does
Arizona
get past these laws? Does Arizona just have like
a sorry.
No, so here we go.
We're like what, 2 hours ahead of Arizona?
I think
they're
I think now we are, but back in
it was one.
No, it was three. So it's 3 or 2.
So it just changes all willy nilly.
Yeah. For us at least.
You know, Trump also wants to keep TikTok, just saying.
Yeah, he does.
TikTok famous.
We're nearing the TikTok ban.
That was actually like I think our fourth episode we were talking about TikTok dying.
Yeah.
Just
wow, only a year ago.
Yeah.
They've been saying TikTok's is gonna be removed for fucking years now.
Well, they've been giving it leeway to get bought, and
But now it's like
it's
they either sell it to an American company or it's banned, but
guys,
they don't want to sell.
Fontaine Geyser Fontaine. Well, I think he may have passed.
Where is our goose?
I mean, I didn't want to say this, but I think I'm more upset about this than I am with Jimmy Carter's death.
Yeah, no, it's.
We're going
forward.
I don't know,
they're like neck and
we're
neck for me. When I heard the news, I cried.
Guys, this is news. Unless we spot him, I think our favorite goose with a broken wing has died. because he's not
Wait,
here.
That's actually so sad.
This was his spot. Maybe he fed him oranges.
It's tragic.
It was tragic. He was.
Oh my god! I feel the.
You feel the presence?
No.
Oh.
My shoe just got wet somehow.
Oh. I thought you were gonna say you felt his presence with us. Oscar, that's so sweet.
No, unfortunately, I don't feel like I feel his presence here.
I don't either. I think our goose is dead. Hey, that was a big part of 2024, our geese. We watched the homegrown honkers grow up.
We did. They were teenagers. It's going to start again in the spring.
I know. They're going to start crossing the street like little idiots again. And
rest in peace.
Hopefully, our Fontaine geyser... Supreme, or whatever his name was.
Supreme.
Hopefully he got to mate before he died.
Oh, he can live on. I actually see some geezers over here. Well, I wonder if it could be him.
Fucking bad friends, his frenemies, that did not take care of him.
I've got to stop wearing these boots because they make me drag my feet, okay? Listen. Like, how annoying is that?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I wonder if you can hear it in the mic.
Are they Uggs?
No.
What best movie of 2024 ago?
Wow.
I can tell you the worst.
What?
Joker.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen just one movie, so I was glad
to hear. You saw one movie.
No, you did not just see one movie. Yeah, what's the best movie you watched this year then?
It had to come out this year?
No, just you watched it this year. For Kyle. This is a Kyle question.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
For me, it's The Substance.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was very good.
You're right. I think I have to second that one.
I don't know. I don't watch movies too much, so I don't... fuck.
Bro, you need to watch movies more often.
I know, dude. That's my issue.
That simple bitch
is right on that car.
That simple bitch.
You know what? Best movie, Gladiator. Worst movie, Gladiator.
Nice.
You made it nice and simple.
It's hard to believe that Kyle, like, I feel like Andrew and I are always at the movies.
Yeah.
And it's insane to think that you have only went and seen one movie in theaters this year.
I think I've gone to, like, three movies in the past, like, since COVID. I saw Elvis, Gladiator,
I really can't say much though, because honestly, before this year, I feel like I didn't go for years.
Oh, I'm always a movie goer.
Wait, we gotta see if one of these are our
goose. I don't think any of these guys are Fontaine Geyser the Supreme. Are any of you Fontaine Geyser Supreme? No.
They all look healthy.
You're all healthy, huh? Must be nice.
What happened to your friend? You kill him?
Yeah.
You guys get a little hungry?
You guys would make a nice Christmas dinner.
Okay, that's just mean.
Sorry.
The thing is, most movies come out on Netflix or like some streaming site, so it's like there's no reason to go.
Yeah, but it's the theater experience.
We had this talk on one of our podcasts earlier, my friend. It's the experience. You go for the experience.
Like, it's so different watching it like in your room on your TV than it is like
going to the cinema.
Yeah, going to the cinema.
The Cineplex.
And spending like $20.
What else happened? Oh, Lantern Fly Invasion was pretty bad this year. That was a big moment. A big mo.
We killed a lot of lantern flies this summer.
Yeah. I killed maybe 40 or 50.
I actually already I saved one.
My kill count was big enough to get a nuke in Call of Duty.
Wait, we can't split the car. What are you guys doing? We can't split the car. It's bad luck.
Yeah, that's bad luck.
I was coming with you, but Kyle wasn't budging.
I was gonna stop.
What else?
Guys,
was
I'm
big?
Cold.
What else was big? But you can't be that cold. It's not bad. It's nice
what
out.
What else big?
What else big happened this year?
I mean, Trump won again.
P-Diddy.
Trump did win again.
P-Diddy.
Yeah, we also almost got assassinated.
Jay-Z as well.
We almost got assassinated?
No, Trump almost got assassinated.
Twice, too.
I was like, who's coming after us?
Hawktua.
Yeah, Hawktua, our podcast enemy.
Our rival. Well, we watched the fall of our rival this year, so that's really cool.
That's a big moment, yeah.
So,
rise and fall.
Diddy, Jay-Z.
What happened to Jay-Z?
Let's see. I think when he was, like, back in 2000, he, like, raped a 13-year-old girl.
Wait, did you guys hear the theory that Beyonce's daughter isn't actually Beyonce's daughter, and that Jay-Z had a baby with, like, someone else?
Well, isn't her name, like, Baby Blue or something like that?
I forget the story. Now that it just came out of my mouth, I'm like, what happened? But
I know she had a kid.
Yeah, wasn't it, like, in a big story? She was, like, Baby Beluga Blue?
What, yeah, like, something crazy.
She's got a stupid name.
I know. my brain keeps going to the Kardashians, but there's an interview with Beyonce, and she sits down, and her stomach looks like it's literally just a pillow.
Really?
Like, the way it moves and curves, and when she, like, sat down, it just looked like something was stuffed in her stomach.
Oh, shit. Well, there wasn't she, I swear, I might be mixing up multiple celebrities here, but wasn't there, like, a performance with her and her daughter, like, just, like, a week ago or so? And, like, her daughter is fucking, like, huge now?
Oh, she was at the halftime thing.
Yeah. And isn't she, like, really big now?
Ew.
Wait, like, big? Like, physically big?
Yeah, like, she's tall.
Oh.
She's taller than Beyonce. And wasn't she a baby, like, a year ago? I know that's wrong, but seriously.
I don't know. I did watch a little bit of it, but I didn't watch all of it. I'm pretty sure I heard someone in my house saying, is that her daughter? But I didn't say it.
Just found out Barron Trump is 6'9".
Dude, he is so tall.
He's so fucking tall.
I like my suitcase.
And Trump is 6'3", too. His wife is like 5'11".
Yeah, she's really tall, too.
Yeah, that's Russians for you. This is easy.
It wouldn't be an N1 Not podcast if we didn't have a really loud environment.
Yeah. What else? What the fudge else happened this year?
Dan Schneider got exposed.
That was this year or was it last year?
That was this year, yeah.
That was this year. In like March or something.
Technically, he didn't, but he did. Snyder's Bakery got exposed. He's still kind of in the clear. But
not yet, because come for him.
Yeah, we're going to make a part two of his documentary. We're just going to start stalking.
I like my suitcase.
What is that? Is that what?
It's Barron Trump.
I thought that was a long-ass goose turd. I was going to be like, what the fuck? You're just walking on people's lawns.
I think I just almost accidentally called someone.
Let's see. Kyle, look up top, look on your phone and go up top 10 moments of 2024. Amanda got COVID in the middle of summer.
I did. We had the breakdancing in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we had the Olympics this year. What the
fuck? That was crazy.
Where was it again?
Paris.
Oh, that's right. It was in France. Yeah.
Yeah. We had that crazy breakdancing. Tesla Cybertruck.
Oh, yeah, that came out this year, finally. They're everywhere here.
Everywhere, but their batteries are blowing up.
Really? Jabroni.
Yeah, their batteries are kind of bad.
2024. Mike Tyson came out of retirement.
Already fought Jake Paul.
Yeah,
he fought Jake Paul.
We cannot.
I keep saying, like, everyone was like, this old man is in the ring. And I'm like, but he beat his wife back in the day.
Yeah, so therefore he could
beat
Jake Paul. Wait, who's, is it Jake or Logan who fought? I wish
Jake.
Okay. I seriously still mix up the two.
Logan was the one that went to that suicide forest.
Yeah, in Japan.
And found the body
I can't
hanging.
Believe that happened this year.
What?
Oh my god, that just tripped me out. I was like, that did not happen this year.
Oh, John Cena retired. Was going to. He announced retirement back in, like, I think December time.
Wait, how did he do that? I thought people couldn't see him.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, shit. Shit, Amanda makes a good fucking good point.
Yeah, like, how did anybody actually know he was retiring if you couldn't, like...
Good point. I don't know.
I guess maybe you can hear him, but you can't see him.
Yeah. He's a ghost.
I thought John Cena's retiring from what?
Wrestling.
I thought he already did and he moved on to movies. He was doing both?
Yeah, he just, like, takes some time off. Like, he takes, I don't know, like, months off at a time to go film and whatnot. And whatnot.
I forget the movie that I watched with John Cena in it. They were superheroes.
Not the Avengers.
No.
Oh, Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. What was it? The Sky High?
Sky High, yeah.
That movie was crazy.
They made a part two.
I'm not watching that, dude. I don't care how much you advertise that to me, Kyle. I'm not watching
just
her.
Saying, dude.
I just stepped in mud.
She just stepped in mud.
This is really problematic.
We should make friends with one of these giant
The truck driver
ravens.
Was looking at us like we were nutso.
You are.
Whoa, cologne.
What is it? Cologne bottle?
A cologne bottle.
This Louis Extreme. That kind of blows my mind that the fucking Olympics was this year.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Wait, was the Olympics in the beginning of the year?
No, yeah. August. It's summer.
Wait, you're kidding, right?
It's summer. Yeah, it happened in August. Well, no, I'm not kidding. That just goes to show how fucking turbulent the summer was. Because it's like we had the Trump assassination attempt, like what, like late July?
No, that was like July 3rd, July 4th.
That was July 4th? Like, no, that was not July 4th.
It was beginning
That would be crazy. Happy birthday, America. Wait, it's not happy birthday, America. Yes, it is.
Independence Day.
It was beginning July.
It's just a fucking giant bone. Sucked clean.
Bone. Yeah, it's my bone.
You guys weren't supposed to see that.
No, that was late August, dude. I'm telling you right now.
The Trump assassination?
Yeah, because that was
the almost assassination, sorry.
Almost assassination, yeah. That was a crazy fucking weekend, because right after that I went upstate to Pennsylvania, funny enough.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It was you. Andrew.
See, that's crazy that you just said that, because my brain is still in August, okay?
Your brain
End
is
of
still
August.
In August, yeah.
I'm
wish my brain
September.
Was still in August. I really wish it was.
Oh my god.
What?
AJ and Big Justice. This is
yeah, the Costco
year.
Guys. That was the
Costco guys?
And the Rizzler. And the Rizzler. We never really spoke about them at length, but yeah.
I mean, you know.
I don't even know who they are, okay?
Amanda still doesn't know who the fuck they are. They're just the Costco guys.
Costco guys.
That should go to show just how fucking crazy this year was, because that was a meme at the start of, like, February, where, like, there are people that are like, we're millennials. Of course we blah, 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 blah. Of course we go to the store and blah, 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 blah. And then people would make, like, we're campers. Of course we go hiking. It would be, like, a bunch of, like, stupid stereotype things. And then those guys came around. They're like, we're Costco guys. And it's like,
that's how it started.
But like, I think it was just like people were like, this is such, like, the meme was already so shit. Like, the fad or whatever you want to call it, which was a TikTok thing, was already so lame and boring and crap. And then, like, those guys came around and turned it into, like, this lame, cringy, like, consumerist things. But it was so bad, it got turned on its head and people fucking loved it instead. And so they got famous off of being, like, cringy consumerists.
And they're saying the boomer doom.
Yeah.
They were doing boomer doom, yeah.
Can we stop for a second?
What? Amanda got poopies on her? Did you see that? Poopies?
You see that wetness and that grossness?
That means you have a rip in your soul.
I stepped on something.
It was the bone.
It was the bone.
That makes me upset.
Oh, Amanda had her first two children this year.
Oh yeah,
that was kind
Jack
of,
and Jill.
That was Jack and Jill. That was Jack cool of you to name them that. I thought that was really cool that you're such
too.
A big Brothers Grimm fairy tale fan.
Loved Jack and Jill
and
as a kid. So.
I mean, I can't even tell you how many times Amanda says that she wants to fetch a pail of water.
And Jack and Jill go up the hill for me.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was a big moment for sure. Yeah. Well, what are we looking forward to in 2025, folks?
I was going to say we should have a 2025 prediction for each of us.
Oh, shit.
What do you think about it?
I don't know.
I'm going to get married.
Oh, he's going to get married.
He's going to get married.
Maybe I'll get engaged. Chris, it's okay if it doesn't happen this year.
Child. He's thinking. I think our podcast goes viral 2025.
Oh yeah, we get canceled.
Look at my shoe. Poopies.
No. See, if I stepped in poop right now, it'd go straight through.
I think I mean. It's so sweet.
Yeah, we're gonna go this way.
Andrew stepped in shit. Green, g- goose shit. Sorry, we're gonna say
something.
This is
the things I get.
Yeah, I think this year or next year, me and Hawk 2 will fall in love.
You and Hawk 2? Yeah. That's so great. Are you gonna call her Hawk 2 when you get married?
Miss Tua, I love you so much.
Miss Tua.
Miss Tua.
You are the Hawk to my Tua.
You're gonna take her last name? You're gonna be Kyle Tua.
Kyle Tua.
What do I actually think? I think there's a bit of an orange peel. Shit. I think I'm gonna be more fit. I'm gonna try to be more fit.
Me too.
We're gonna run more
5Ks. I'm gonna try to run a half marathon this year.
Maybe doing some traveling. That'd be fun this year.
Oh, I'm gonna try to go to Switzerland also.
You're gonna go to Switzerland?
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it like that.
Switzerland.
And then I'm never coming back.
She's gonna open a bank account.
She's gonna have a midsummer in Switzerland.
I've already been sending money over there.
I'm gonna work on Wall Street.
You need a Wall Street guy.
Yeah.
Well, I think a man's gonna make it big in some coin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Spam the coin?
I'm gonna get a whole Bitcoin.
Yeah. Just gonna make it big. I mean, do we predict what's... Okay, predict the next tragedy, 2025.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to be so cool if we predict it, right? A huge fire in Malaysia.
What the fuck?
That blocks out the sun and gives them, like, fucked up, like, early winter.
Derek Jeter goes to jail for life.
Oh. Shit, okay.
Wait, did he do something wrong?
I guess we'll find out.
Oh, I need one.
What's your tragedy?
Justin Timberlake dies.
Oh my god.
JT dies? Oh yeah. That's...
Oh my god.
In a. I don't want to put this out in the world because what if karma's a bitch?
Wait, but rest in peace, Liam Payne.
Rest in peace, Liam. That happened that literally happened this year, but I was like, wait, that happened a while ago. Yeah, the timeline of his death like came out and it was like really freaky. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Sorry, I keep knocking into Kyle because I'm trying to hold the mic in between us, but...
And what's your prediction for a tragedy?
I just said Justin Timberlake dies.
Justin Timberlake dies, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really that much of a tragedy. Well, didn't he get like a DWI recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be that related, but he's not going to hurt anyone else. He's just going to like drive off a bridge or something.
Wow.
I'm going to knock on this tree just for karma.
Yeah, let's all knock on wood. We're gonna knock on wood
for the tragedies not to happen to us.
You know what? We need some luck this year. We need some luck. We need some love.
Love, light, and legacy.
Yep. So
live, love, laugh.
This has been and whatnot season one.
Woo!
We're done.
Season.
We don't know when we're gonna record next. But we'll see you
on season two.
Season two, yeah, whatever that may be. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for sharing and all your nice comments.
Peace out. Thank you,
Kat, for doing the art. And thank you for Kyle for joining. Thank you.
And big fuck you to Hawk Tua.
Big fuck you to Hawk Tua,
and have a happy 2025.
Happy 2025. Yay.
Two, one.
Amanda and Andrew, they're here to chat. Talking about this and this and that. And why not?